Everybody, Andy here again. It's Monday, so it's another car park booth, sitting in the supermarket car park waiting for my son to finish work. I want to talk about the CD again. Yes, I know I keep talking about it, but one particular aspect of it, we released the Not the End of the Pier CD the other day on Saturday. And talking to people, obviously now we're trying to sell it because we want to make some money, A, to cover the cost, which shouldn't take too much effort, but also to raise some money for the peer trust as well, which is ultimately the aim of it. But also I want to help to promote local music, which I feel very strongly about. But it's how other people feel about it and the perception that other people have got. Something that I've noticed over the last couple of days while trying to get people to buy the CD or to get interest in it. Yes, there's interest in it, certainly. But I'll give you an example. Yesterday, I went out to visit some friends with my wife, and I put the CD on in the car. I said, I want to listen to it in the car, get some idea, you know, listen to the whole thing, see how it sounds, etc., like that. And also, get her to listen to it and see what she thinks of it. So we finished listening to it on the way back, and I said, OK, that's it. What did you think? She said, that's good, isn't it? It says some good stuff on there. She said, a lot better than what I thought it would be. I said, well, what do you mean by that? And she said, well, because it's local music, you don't expect it to be as good as it is. And therein lies the big problem, because that's what I've had. I attended an event last night in aid of the pier and raised a lot of money. Yes, raised over £300, and I sold several CDs as well. But trying to encourage people to buy them and then trying to explain what they, you know, they started looking at me and say, right, you're trying to explain what's on there, and it's like, oh, it's local music, oh dear, no, I don't want to know. Because they don't see it, they automatically get this idea that because it's local music it can't be any good, especially if it's people that have written their own songs, as 14 of the 15 songs on the CD are. The other ones are traditional Cajun songs, so it's more or less an original. It's not one of these ordinary cover versions type of thing. And so there is that problem. I'd love to know what other people's perceptions, what your perception. Someone said they wanted to sell you a CD of local music. How would you feel? I'd like to think that people might trust my sort of judgment, because I've been listening and playing local music on the radio for a few years. Not that everybody knows that, of course. But you're trying to sell it, and I speak with some authority because I know what's on the CD, having put it together. That does actually influence some people. Oh, I actually compiled this. Oh, right. And you explain who's on there, what styles of music. But you can still see, I'll say, their eyes glazing over. But there's a certain element of that. But the thing is that every band comes from somewhere. It doesn't matter whether they're U2, you know, they were a Dublin band or whatever at some time. They were a local band from Dublin. So if someone had never listened to their stuff or never taken them seriously or given them a chance, they wouldn't be where they are now. Bruce Springsteen from, you know, very close ties with New Jersey and that sort of thing, as do play people like Bon Jovi. And you can think of loads and loads of people who are still proud to have come from their own particular part of the world and their local bands. We've got a band here who are very local, lives a few miles away from Hastings, a band called Keane, a band that you may well have heard of. They've worldwide success, they sell millions of albums, but they came from Hastings. So, you know, can you imagine that if I'd have made this album sort of 5 or 6 years ago and they'd have been around and I'd have put their music on the CD and have, oh, I don't want to listen to that, it's local music, I'm not interested, it's not going to be any good. You can sure as hell be wrong. That's what I think. I'm biased. I'm enthusiastic about local music. And really, any type of music, doesn't matter whether it's music you don't know just because it's not the type of music that you normally enjoy, or it's not by a band that you don't know about or you've never heard of, or you think, oh, I'm not going to like this. If you don't give anything a listen, we'll never hear anything new. No new bands will ever get discovered, whether it be U2, Keane, Bon Jovi, Bruce Springsteen, or any of the 15 bands that happen to be on that album that I just helped put together. So there you go. An open ear policy is something I've always had, and I certainly encourage that for anybody else. But I am biased, as I said. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. Thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.